Fantasy Spin is presented by Bud Light. Drink responsibly.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm joined by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, we always start off this segment by talking about which Eagles players are the best fit for your starting lineups. And after that 519-yard performance against the Saints, which Eagle are you looking at this week?
Well, I just want to talk in general about some philosophy with the Eagles, Alex. And that's going to bring me to Ryan Matthews, who actually played the third most snaps among Eagles running backs, but looked really effective doing it. And at the beginning of the year, when we were talking about what this Eagles offense should be, what it can be, what it might be, I think this was the type of performance that we envisioned. Coming into the game, the Eagles were bottom five in total plays run at just over 60 after running 71 per game in 2014. They ran 84 plays against the New Orleans Saints, and that's where Chip Kelly wants to be. And if the Eagles can run that many plays, they can use DeMarco Murray as the grind it out back. And then they can bring in Ryan Matthews, who looks really explosive, to come in and kind of punch you in the mouth. So if you think that this performance against the Saints is going to be the one that gets the Eagles on track against another defense in the Giants that, frankly, has been playing a little better than I thought but didn't make a single play against the 49ers this Sunday night, I would be pretty happy putting Ryan Matthews in as my flex. This is an offense that, at its best, can support two very fantasy-relevant backs, if not a third in Darren Sproles. So Ryan Matthews looked great to me. I think that's exactly how the Eagles wanted to use him. I think his performance indicates he should probably get even a few more touches. So I would be happy rostering Ryan Matthews at this point. I think the Eagles are trending upward offensively.
Joe, a lot of fantasy owners out there were dealt a big blow this past week with Jamaal Charles unfortunately going down with that ACL injury, out for the season. Where can fantasy owners turn this week without Charles in the lineup?
Well, I think it's going to be, number one, you have to point this out. When you lose a Jamaal Charles, you lose your best offensive player. So you can't just assume somebody's going to come in right away and just, well, he's Jamaal Charles. He's just going to take the 20 touches per game and he's going to be great. It's not going to work out that way. However, a lot of people are assuming that Niall Davis, just because he's been the guy in the past, is going to be the handcuff moving forward. I wouldn't be too sure of that. We at FantasyGuru.com know somebody very close to the team, and that person indicated that Charcandrick West, who has been playing more snaps than Niall Davis of late, is a better receiver, is just a better fit for the offense. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be a committee. Doesn't mean DeAnthony Thomas, Niall Davis aren't going to get their snaps, but Charcandrick West would be the guy that, if I had my first waiver priority, or if I had a lot of fab budget left, would be the guy I would prefer to replace Jamaal Charles if I had the choice of all of them.
Joe, another guy that a lot of fantasy owners out there were very high on coming into the season was Peyton Manning. And obviously, he hasn't quite been the same Peyton Manning that we've been used to in past years. What's the deal with Peyton? Would you still consider him a viable option this week?
Viable, yes. A guy who is locked for my lineup, absolutely not. This is the point, Alex, where you have to reevaluate based on 5 weeks of data where teams are and where they're going. Your draft board from August or the leaderboard from last year doesn't mean anything right now. Peyton Manning in this offense, he's struggling. I think his physical skills have deteriorated. The run game isn't getting going, and I think a large part of that is just because Peyton Manning isn't playing to the level we're used to. This guy is simply not an every-week starter at the quarterback position anymore. He is somebody you have to make a decision on. And frankly, if I had Tyrod Taylor and Peyton Manning on my roster, for example, I'd be considering Tyrod Taylor my starter right now until further notice. Peyton Manning is a guy you have got to make a week-to-week call on, and unfortunately, it's bogged down this entire Bronco offense, including the run game.
And Joe, last but certainly not least, how about two other players that you're keeping an eye on as waiver option pickups this week?
Well, here's a bummer. Martavis Bryant, coming off his four-game suspension, doesn't get practice time in with a knee tweak and doesn't even play against the San Diego Chargers on Monday night. So I want to see what he does, especially considering that pass game has lost basically all of its production without Ben Roethlisberger in there. So that's a guy who you can't start until further notice, but I'd like to see him in the lineup going forward. And then, of course, Christian Michael of the Dallas Cowboys. He's played just two snaps so far this season. But there is just something about Joseph Randle that it seems like the Cowboys don't trust. They're not willing to give him a full snap share. Even with Lance Dunbar out for the year, Joseph Randall's snaps did not go up in week 5. That's a situation to monitor, and I wonder if Kristen Michael gets more activity going forward.
That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. Our thanks, as always, to Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.